10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
All right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Missed any part of the first hour? Check it out online, radioforall.net, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. Brian and I still in studio with you, bringing you now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from, I'll let you guess, take a guess. That's right, earshot-online.com. Oh, no, you're wrong. And you do the show with me. You're probably fired. We'll get a phone call from Magnus.
I've always been doing it from Rolling Stone.
It's from earshot-online.
Every episode's been wrong.
But it's from earshot-online.com. It confuses me then, because if you're telling them what they'll find when they go to the website, it's totally incorrect.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every second week. Is the national top 50 for this week. We're counting down for the week ending Tuesday, February 16th, 2016. It is published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and its many fine members, which come up with the top 50 by submitting their own personal top 30 charts in their own community, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, as well as features, which include interviews, reviews, and so very much more. So be sure to go and check it out, earshot-online.com, to get a full scope of the community radio music scene in Canada.
Awesome. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. You can get it. We'll interview you and we'll play something from your latest release. In this hour of the program, we've got more music news for you. We're going to have the lowdown, a little look at what's debuting on the charts, plus the top 10 and an interview with your number one. We haven't done that in a while. We haven't had an interview. I think the last one we had was Grimes
the year
before Christmas. Yeah, or at the, was it before Christmas? Yeah, it was. No, yeah,
we've had the unfortunate timing that our number one artist the last few weeks is deceased.
Yeah, so,
and also
not
previously
available.
To that was never do hadn't done interviews in like 10 years,
right? So, but this week, good news for us. And I feel like, I won't give it away right now, but I feel like our number two could unseat our number one. And if that happens, probably a chance that we get to talk to that individual as well.
Yeah, no, we'll probably reach out to them as well and we'll let you know all about that in the not too distant future. But I was checking the charts. I mean, I can log into the charts and kind of see them as they slowly populate on the Earshot website.
You're the grand pooba, right?
Well, no, just through our own station account as we're submitting our own charts, and you can kind of see them slowly populate as the day goes along. And the number one spot was jumping back and forth at least 3 or 4 times throughout the day when I was checking, trying to figure out what was going to be number one, because we had an interview lined up with a particular artist that you'll hear from in the near future. So there's a good chance of some shakeup in the near coming weeks for sure.
All right. Well, let's get into it. We'll start the countdown at, what do you say, number 10?
That sounds like a great number.
I think I've said this before, but I think in a good April Fool's show, if April Fool's ever fell on the Friday when we do this,
it does.
When we record, does it?
No, I don't know. Oh, I'm just joking.
This year. But if it never did, it would be funny to, like, you know, just bounce things around in the charts. Like a good April Fool. I mean, we could do it for an
April
Fool's.
There's only
week,
like three devices in this room that you could check a calendar on, though.
That's true. You go ahead and let
them
know.
We're gonna hear from number 10, rising from number 13, the excellent new album from Reversing Falls, their second album, aptly titled Reversing Falls 2. You're gonna hear a track called Wasted Again. Following that, the Besnard Lakes, rising one spot to number 9, a Coliseum Complex Museum, probably one of the most fun album titles in a while to say. You're gonna hear a track called Necronomicon. Anthony has a huge smile on his face. And at number 8, sitting still in that spot, is Moss Lime Zoo de Quebec from a Telephone Explosion. You'll hear Comfy Cotton Shoes.
You're in for a treat, because April Fool's falls on a Friday.
Oh boy,
we're gonna make it happen. Here's Reversing Falls, your number 10 this week, Wasted Again. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
On and on, feels like
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I'm gonna kill it tomorrow.
Comfy Cotton Shoes by Moss Lime, their latest release, an EP on Telephone Explosion, sits still at number 8. It's called Zeux de Québec. At number 9, rising one spot, the Besnard Lakes Coliseum Complex Museum with a track called Necronomicon. And before that, kicking off this set and this hour of our top 10, at number 10, up from 13, Reversing Falls 2 with Wasted Again.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. The charts, earshot-online.com. The music news you hear is exclaim.ca and on newsstands. Steven is still with us, and we have more music news to bring you in this hour of the program. That's all going to kick off with some celebratory news for Hayden.
Yeah, 20 years on from the release of Hayden's gruff-voiced full-length debut, Everything I Long For, the album remains an iconic capsule for mid-90s Canadian indie rock, and to celebrate, the beloved singer-songwriter is giving the record a brand new vinyl pressing and taking the songs on tour. A press release explains that Hayden Deser's own Hardwood Recordings will issue the repress on April 1st and will present the U.S. running order of the LP, which arrived in 1996 and was 2 songs shorter than the original 1995 Canadian edition. That said, the D-side to the new vinyl release will include the Canuck editions I Almost Cried, as well as demos and outtakes, and apparently Hayden's recipe for Kraft dinner. Maybe the most Canadian thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty awesome.
Sadly, if you are a completist, the repress will omit the song Bunk Bed. Sessions were remastered by Yao Carvalho, with the vinyl arriving in a hand-numbered run of 1,000 copies on white vinyl. So that's a pretty limited release that comes with a download card, a handwritten lyric sheet, and a collage of era-appropriate memorabilia. Pre-orders are up for grabs at a link at exclaim.ca, so check that out if you are interested. You can also see the track list and the tour dates coming up, which include a number of dates in Ontario and Quebec. That's all at exclaim.ca.
Maybe they left off Bunk Bed because it was a piece of IKEA furniture that was hard to put together. Huh? No, such a bad joke. All right, we will we'll move on. Some news about Kazoo Fest.
Yes, Kazoo Fest has revealed their 2016 lineup. Though the winter thaw still seems quite far off, the details behind the Guelph Ontario Fest, their 9th springtime fest, have now been revealed. It will run from April 6th to 10th across various venues in downtown Guelph and will feature performances from more than 40 artists, including Chad Van Galen, East Coast treasure Julie Doiron, Monotonix member Jonathan Gatt, Toronto cellist Chris Dirksen, and a host of other performances, including a joint performance from New York experimenters Kid Millions and Jim Sauter. Other artists set to play the fest include Sandro Perry, Bon Jay, Nap Eyes, Minotaur's Partner, Fiverr, Beat Cops, West Nile, Zones, Matt Mnuchin, and many, many others. As per usual, Kazoo Fest will also feature visual art, multimedia art installations, the Kazoo Print Expo, contemporary dance, comedy, and more. So if you live in and around Guelph, be sure to check that one out. Always very cool. Full schedule, along with tickets and pass information, will be available soon, but for now, hit up the Kazoo Fest website for more.
Sounds like a pretty fun and awesome festival.
Guelph just has, there's something in the water at Guelph. It's a really, really nice, I guess people outside of Ontario might not have heard that much about it, but it's about an hour and a half outside of Toronto. And it really is, Guelph University is there, and they have a thriving creative scene that is worth checking out if you're ever going through Ontario.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll round it out with one more news story. And if you're a fan of Doom Squad, you're in for a treat.
Yes, you are. They have a new album coming out. To go ahead and spoil it, they, of course, spent the better part of 2015 on tour with Fluffed Up, and now they're delivering their first full-length release since 2014. This new one is called Total Time and will drop April 29th through Hand Drawn Dracula in Canada and courtesy of Bella Union in the rest of the world. A press release explains that Doom Squad traveled down to New Mexico to write and record the LP, with the desert setting leading the band to produce a work marked with, quote, dark pulsating beats interspersed with hypnotic incantatory jams. Inspiration was apparently pulled from artists including author George Bataille, Canadian voice expressionist Tanya Tagak, and throbbing gristle/psychic TV leader Genesis P. Orridge. They also reached out to a few musicians for a helping hand, including Holy Buff's Graham Walsh, who produced the record, in addition to laying down, quote, driving dirty bass lines. You can hear some of that in a new single called Solar Ass, which is apparently a, quote, love song to a donkey, and also, quote, a song for paying respect to the smaller, underappreciated elements that carry us through our contemporary lives. You can see the track list for Total Time at Exclaim.ca, and you can also hear Solo Ass and see the cover for Total Time.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Check it out, and Doom Squad on the way for you. Brand new album. All right, Stephen, thanks very much again for joining us this week, and we will turn it over to you for your song pick.
Thank you so much. Well, there's only so much time for me to talk about new news, but if I had a little more, I would have told you about a new album coming out by a Montreal pianist named Jean-Michel Blais. He has an album simply titled Il, which of course means he in French, coming out April 8th of 2016. That album is on its way, but he has a new single called Nostos, featuring Buffalo. It's a very, very pretty piano composition, about 4.5 minutes. It starts very quietly, and then it captures your attention in the second half of it. It's called Nostos, and it's on Earshot Radio right now. Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 7. Six.
Older brother came to kick my ass. check. How come there's always a better party that I think I should be at? It's just the wheels rolling by. It's just the wheels rolling by.
The Earshot 20.
That was Provincial Blues by Jason Collett. His latest album is called Song and Dance Man on Arts and Crafts. It's at number 6, up from number 26. Ty Siegel before that with Mandy Cream at number 7, dropping just 2 spots, is his latest Emotional Mugger. And as always, we heard from our friend Steve Karlick from Exclaim, and he had a musical pick from us, the forthcoming new album from Montreal pianist Jean-Michel Blais, with a track called Gnostus featuring Buffalo.
All right. We are going to get to the remainder of the charts in just a few minutes. But before we do that, we are going to give you a look at what's debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national list, the top 50. We can't play all of those tracks in the 2 hours that we have of the program. So we'd like to give you a look at what's debuting below the number 20 spot, and it's the lowdown.
All right, we have 5 debuts this week below the top 20. We have a few local to the producing station of the program and Maritime artists to kick off with. From Fredericton, it is Chris Colpaw and the Cosmic Crew. Debuting at number 50 is his latest release, R&R. Papal Visit from number 49. A little further down the flame is their debut on 33 record. That is the duo of Adam Mowry and Pierre Cormier, who are located in St. John and Halifax, respectively. Up from that, number 46 from St. John's, Newfoundland, Kate McLevy with Ever Grown. The new one from Wild Nothing is one spot from that, number 45, and it is called Life of Pause. And our highest debut this week is at number 34. It is a collaboration release between CITR in Vancouver and Mint Records, also in Vancouver. They've been putting out a compilation record for a couple of different occasions in the past for their funding drive at that fine community radio station called Pop Alliance. This is volume 4. It's been the first one in a couple of years, and it's a really great release. Their funding drive is coming up in just 1 or 2 weeks, so if you want to support community radio in Vancouver, you should go and check that out.
All right. Awesome. Thanks very much, Brian, for that. And we will now get back into the charts, continue the countdown now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right. The aforementioned Grimes is sticking around in pretty high placement at number 5, dropping for number 3 from the record Art Angels. You're going to hear a track called Belly of the Beat. And following that, sitting still at number 4 is Savages on Matador Records, their latest Adora Life, and a track called Evil.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Evil by Savages. Their latest is called Adore Life, and that album sits still at number 4 on our charts. Before that was Grimes dropping 2 spots. Number 5 is Art Angels, and you heard a track called Belly of the Beat.
Belly of the... Is there not something called Belly of the Beast?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's what the...
Great pun. Is you caught on.
Winner, winner. chicken dinner or tofu dinner if you're into tofu. Do you eat tofu?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Well, it doesn't really taste like anything. It tastes like what you put on it. And that is another edition of Brian's Kitchen Corner. That's our new food segment on the show.
I love it. It's great.
Next week, I'll tell you about Brussels sprouts.
They're my favorite.
They're
vegetable.
Delicious and unfairly criticized.
That is true. All right. We have 3 more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, which includes an interview in there with our number 1 as well. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 3 spot.
All right. It was our number 1 for a few weeks in a row. The latest release from David Bowie called Black Star is at number 3 this week. You're going to hear a track called Dollar Days. After that, Baju Bulat at number 2, up from number 7. Debuting in that spot last week is the release Good Advice, and you're going to hear Fool. And then after that, you're going to hear from our number 1, so don't go anywhere.
got no enemies, I'm walking down. It's nothing to me, it's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me, it's nothing to see. I'm dying to push their backs against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. Bitches tear our magazines, those oligarchs with foaming mouths call now and then. Don't believe for just one second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying to, I'm dying to. Dollar days, survival sex, honor stretching tails to necks. I'm falling down, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me, it's nothing to see.
Still your fool, I'm still your fool.
Snap Eyes released Thought Rocket Fish Scale, a follow-up to their debut Wine of the Mystic earlier this month. Now that the release is out, the band has a pretty extensive run of tour dates coming up for March and April. We were able to catch up with Nigel Chapman of the Halifax rock band. Nigel, great to have you on the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So there was a bit of time between the release of this album now in 2016 and your last back in 2014. What was going on in between the two releases with the band?
Right. So we recorded Thought Rock maybe like only 2 or 3 months after Wine of the Mystic came out in 2014. And then we proceeded to sit on the record for like 9 months or something, kind of not knowing what to do or how to go about releasing it. And then we got in touch with Steve Lamke from You've Changed in Toronto, and when we sent him the new record, he was into it. We were grateful, and he started to make plans to put it out. Meantime, he had showed it also to Tamara Lindman, who is the Weather Station, and she used to release records with You've Changed and was now releasing them with Paradise of Bachelors. And so she sent the record also to her new label, Paradise of Bachelors. They were interested in it. They liked it. And yeah, so they started kind of talking to us about it. And then they together with Steve, had the idea of re-releasing Wine of the Mystic so that more people could hear it, because only 200 copies had existed the first round. So it took a while for that reissue to come out. And then finally, like another, 6 months or something before Thought Rock would come out. So yeah, it took quite a while, but it seems it's definitely been worth it in terms of like strategy and marketing and all these sort of nebulous factors that other people know a lot about how to work with them. So we're really grateful.
And when you started thinking about the recording of this album and then actually went to, put it to recording, were you looking to continue with similar styles and sounds that you had in Wine of the Mystic, or did you try and move in a different direction with this release?
Right. I think certain things stayed constant, and certain things naturally changed without us being too deliberate about it. But I would say that, like, certainly in terms of the ethos for making it and like the approach we had with live recording and stuff was similar, but the mood of the songs was pretty different. Kind of like more restrained and quiet. We were recording quite a bit in the day as opposed to the nighttime, so that made a big difference. And being out in the countryside, like as opposed to in the city, like in Montreal where we made the first record, these things made a difference, plus like just differences in our lives and my life as writing songs and stuff like that. So yeah, certain things kind of naturally changed and other things kind of stayed the same, I guess. Yeah.
And I want to talk about this tour that you have coming up. It's a lengthy stretch kicking off early March in the States, some Canadian dates mixed in there for the West and Central Canada as of now. What are you looking forward to most about getting out on the road?
Right. I guess playing shows and playing with Seamus, Josh, and Brad, because oftentimes we have kind of periods of time where we don't get to play as much. So I'm really excited about the shows. I think I've never been that far south into the States before. So getting all the way to Texas and also going like west from there through Arizona to California, like that's really exciting for me for sure. But also, yeah, just kind of seeing how the tour goes and yeah, getting to travel across Canada. My sister is in BC right now and she's about to have a baby, so I get to see her, which will be great, and yeah, seeing old friends, it should be good.
That's awesome. Awesome stuff. And fans east of Toronto are probably wondering about opportunities to take in a show. Any plans for shows in and around the Maritimes as well?
This is the one tricky thing with us is that because I'm the only one still living in Halifax, Seamus, Josh, and Brad are all in Montreal, so usually our tours kind of start from Montreal, like after that 12-hour Nova Scotia-Montreal drive, and then at the end of the tour, like those guys will stay where they're living now, and I kind of drive all the way home on my own. So every once in a while, like you might see me playing in Halifax by myself, or like, if those guys make it home at Christmas and stuff, or in the summer, maybe in the summer. So hopefully sometime soon, like whenever, basically anytime that we're all here together, we'll play shows here in Halifax. And yeah. So, but nothing clear at this point anyway.
Well, Nigel, the album is charting well. Lots of love from Campus and Community Radio, and we wish you all the best with the rest of 2016.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for talking.
Napeyes, Thought Rocket Fish Scale right now on the countdown, actually, in your number one spot this week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
I know you don't trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe what I say. Somebody look at me. Do I have a glass eyelid? Do I have a glass forehead? Can you see through it? You know, sometimes it gets so hard. Now I don't know if you can see this. I can't. Forehead, oh, can you tell me why I feel this way? Oh, can you tell me what it feels like to be misread? I know you don't trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe me when I say I want you to trust me. Want you to trust me. I mean to trust me. Come on and trust.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number one this week, up one spot from number two, Napeyes, on the charts for a few weeks, is their latest release, Thought Rock Fish Scale. We had the great opportunity to chat with Nigel in between, hearing from a couple of tracks. In addition to that, at number two, Bajabula from the album Good Advice, you heard Fool. And at number three, down from number one, David Bowie, Black Star with Dollar Days.
There you have it. Another week and another countdown complete. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, missed any part of the program, check it out. Radio4all.net podcast, the show on iTunes. Also, check it out on all the great radio stations that we syndicate with, over 25 across the nation, more than 30 opportunities for you to check out the program, including in St. John, New Brunswick, where the program airs first, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every single Friday, unless, of course, we take a week off, and then you might hear a rebroadcast, or maybe Brian does his cooking show. I don't know. Anyway, stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.